For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday urged senior officials to set an example in improving work habits and serving the people. He made the remarks at a study session attended by members of the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee. The president urged all members to run the party strictly and maintain a close relationship with the people. The U.S. Justice Department's dropped charges against Professor Xi Xiaoxing, a Chinese-born U.S. citizen who was accused of sharing sensitive technological information with China. The U.S. dropped the charges after false evidence was discovered in the case. U.S. authorities had thought the professor had shared a diagram related to semiconductor research. After examinations by independent experts, it turns out the diagram in question was for a different unrestricted device, and no sensitive information was compromised. Xi Xiaoxing was arrested in May after FBI agents stormed his home. Due to the arrest and accusations, he was demoted from his former position as the chairman of Temple University's physics department. A Chinese national is among those injured after a construction crane toppled over in the Saudi city of Mecca on Friday. The confirmations from the Chinese embassy in Saudi Arabia. The collapse happened during an intense rainstorm at Islam's holiest site, with the crane crashing into the Grand Mosque and killing at least 107 people ahead of the start of the annual Hajj pilgrimage later this month. 238 others were injured. A Chinese Navy fleet's left a port in Hainan Province for a joint military exercise with Malaysia. The drill, codenamed Peace and Friendship 2015, is scheduled to be held from September 17th to the 22nd in the Malacca Strait and surrounding waters. It'll include exercises for joint escort and search and rescue missions, hijacked vessel rescue, weapons use, humanitarian rescue, and disaster relief. It'll be the first joint drill between the two armed forces and the largest bilateral military exercise between China and a country from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Armaments to be displayed by China will include a missile destroyer, a missile frigate, a hospital ship, four transportation planes, and three helicopters. China's foreign ministry confirmed on Friday that the description given by Islamic State insurgents of a Chinese citizen they claim to have captured matches that of a Chinese national missing abroad. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says officials have launched an emergency response to the situation. He adds that China is firmly opposed to violence against innocent civilians. IS announced on Wednesday that it had captured a Chinese consultant and a Norwegian man. At least 82 people are dead, 80 others injured, after a gas cylinder exploded inside of a restaurant in central India on Saturday. The incident happened in the town of Petlawad in the state of Madhya Pradesh. Explosives used for making fireworks had also been stored at the restaurant. Some of the injuries sustained in the blast are very serious, and local health authorities say more deaths are likely. Rescuers continue to search for survivors in the debris around the blast zone. The man who entered as a wild card in the race to lead Britain's main opposition, Labour Party, was crowned as its new leader at a special conference close to Westminster on Saturday. 66-year-old Jeremy Corbyn, who's never had a top-tier job in the party since becoming an MP in 1983, beat three contenders in the leadership race, two of them high-level members of Labour's frontbench team. Scores of militants have been killed in the latest military operations across Afghanistan. Authorities say 145 terrorists were killed, 155 wounded, and 11 others detained in military and cleanup operations in different parts of the country. The army also found and seized weapons in addition to defusing several roadside bombs and landmines. The Taliban, which has been fighting the government for years, has yet to comment on the operations. Former China international Sun Jihai will become the club ambassador in China for English Premier League club Manchester City. The club announced Friday on its website that Sun will make a return to the club after he spent 6 years with the Blues between 2002 and 2008, making 130 appearances and scoring 4 goals. Sun was the first Chinese player to score in the Premier League in a 2-0 victory over Birmingham City in October of 2002. As part of his new role as ambassador, Sun will promote the work City is undertaking within the local community and with its local partners in China. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.